Very powerful. Let me give you another phrase. This is a juicer. Also in Galatians chapter 5. I like the first phrase in verse 4. You have become estranged from Christ. Imagine that. Estranged. Now the first one, you got no profit. The second one, you're alienated. You just cut yourself off. You're estranged. Like having this dreadful fight and you're no longer talking. This is all about self-righteousness. Now look at me, I've been circumcised and I tat-tat-tat-tat-tat, which if you read the next verse, they attempt to be justified. If you attempt to be justified, you become estranged from Christ. Wow, that is self-righteousness. You're attempting to justify yourself. Like there's anything we can do to justify ourselves. Buddy, just have you ever thought of the fact of how awful it must have been and how it must have broken God's heart to see you in this peak sincere thing where you are doing your very best to justify yourself before God for whatever the reason, and instead of it working, it just turned him off and estranged you from him. Caused him to shrink away from you and saying, do I know you? That's what God thinks of self-justification. You force him into the place of a stranger. I mean, the very next phrase or two is, you fall from grace. That's out of Christ. That's not losing your salvation. That's losing every blessing you could get out of it. The first one was this religious legalism. The second one was the self-justification. When I put this message together with the help of the Holy Ghost, or should I say he put this message together with my help, I just thought to myself, Christianity is preaching rubbish. It's preaching rubbish. Insincerity. They're sincere. No. I tell you what, I try to get my religious education. It's very limited these days. I don't want to become estranged from Christ. You have become estranged, a stranger to him, because you're trying to justify yourself. Do you see how much God values your honesty and your genuineness and your true confession? God, I've been over in the flesh and I was a dummy. I thank God you haven't made me a stranger. I thank God. The pressure is off. Hallelujah. The pressure is off, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what about those who take advantage of it? Thank God they can. Yeah. That messed you up, didn't it?
I love it. So
good thing I wanted to say that to you, didn't I?
That was good.
They won't take advantage of it for too long. It's like having a perfectly marvelous wife. How long can you ignore and abuse such a thing? All right. So we had this legalism, which Christ shall profit you nothing. Then we have this self-righteousness. You've become estranged from Christ. I'm going to give you another one. You know that. Let's go now, shall we, to chapter 6 of the same marvelous book. And we're going to go all the way, turn my page over, where it says something very interesting in verse 14. Forget the word but. Leave the goat out of this thing. And say this. God forbid that I should glory.